Come on and give God some praise. You may be seated. Open your Bibles up to the book of Matthews, chapter 7. Chapter 7. We're going to start with verse 13. If you got it, say amen. Chapter 13, it says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction." Talking about two gates here. Destruction, and one is the right way. He said, "And many there be which go in thereat into the gate of destruction." Well, let's read the 14th verse. It says, "Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." He said, it's time for God to come back. Look at all the trouble we're in, and all the everything is happening around us. But if you read the scriptures, it says evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse in the earth. So you think you done seen something? Stick around. You think you done been through some tribulation? Stick around. You think you've been afflicted in all of this stuff? Stick around. But the word of God said we were called to go through tribulation. Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." He said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation, but have trust in me and have confidence in me, and I'll get you through the tribulation, the trials, the troubles, and all these things that are up on you. Coming back to the church is right. He's not coming back to the church is without spot, wrinkle, and blemish. The word spot in the Greek means deceiver. You spot of ink in something white, you might as well throw it away. Because the detergent these days ain't going to get it out. And if you can wash it hard as you want to, all it's going to do is going to get some of the stain out, but it's going to mess up the fabric that's in that particular garment that you're washing. Jesus is going to remove the spots from the church. That's why he says straight is the gate. Why? Because he is the way. He's going to take off all of the blemish in the spot. In other words, when he come back, there ain't going to be no church of deceivers. There ain't going to be no deceivers in the church. Ain't going to be no more gossiping. Ain't going to be no more fussing and fighting. Ain't going to be no more contention. Ain't going to be no more sickness. Hallelujah. How's he going to do it? He's going to burn it with fire. The old said, "If you can't stand the fire, get out the kitchen." He's coming back for a church that's going to be purified by his word. Amen. So straight is the way. He is the way. He's not going to come back for no sanctified church in their own sanctified mess. Up in the church, praising God and having a love feast with God. Evil men and seducers going to wax worse. That's why I said there's going to be two in the field. When he come back, one going to be taken. The other going to be left behind. There's going to be some virgin with some oil in the lamp. There's going to be some without oil in the lamp. It's time for the church to quit being retired. Brother Hart always talking about there's no retirement in God. There's only continually endurance until Christ come back. That's why he wants us to occupy. He said, "If night is far spent, but the day is at hand." It's time for the church to come out of the outer court and move into the Holy of Holies. See, in the outer court, all you got is milk and salvation. And some Christians have retired in salvation. Some retired in the word. Because they done heard the scripture over and over and over again. But God said, don't be ye hearers also, but be ye doers of this word. When Christ come back, he want to see you living. He want to see his son in you. He want to see the glory of his son, because that's who he's coming back for. It's time to come out of retirement. Move into the inner court. Let God talk to you. Let him lead you and guide you. When God come back, he want to find you in the Holy of Holies. Because there ain't going to be no deceivers. There ain't going to be no spot. And there ain't going to be no wrinkles. There ain't going to be no blemishes. Straight is the way. Come back, he want to find a church in his perfection. And that's the one he going to take back with him. He ain't going to take no COGIC, Church of God in Christ. He ain't going to Catholic, Protestant, Baptist. Ain't but one marquee in heaven, that's Jesus. Hallelujah. God want to find us working when he come back. He don't want to find us retired, sitting down doing nothing. He want to find us proclaiming his word yet in the earth. Because those white that might be at the last trump, glory to God, will be able to get in, because they're going to hear that word that's glowing from you and I, and they're going to look at this perfection of God, and they're going to get into that perfection, and God is going to take them home with us. Some Christians think the preacher going to get them in. Preacher can't get you in. Some think the teacher going to get you in. The teacher can't get you in. Jesus said, know ye not that this temple is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Which temple are ye? A lot of Christians are still under the tent. They are still living in the tabernacle. But Jesus came and fulfilled the tent and the tabernacle. And he is the tabernacle. Tabernacle in this temple, glory to God. And God wants us to glorify him in this earth and live the holy before him and do his work and his way and his concept and his precept so that we can make it in. Hallelujah. Going to be free. See, the church has got to be free when Jesus comes. Free of false doctrine, free of itching ears, free of false teachers. See, we read about all of this in the word. But God said the church is going to be free. That's why he said straight is the way. Because out of all of this mess, as evil men's wax worse in the earth, God said, I will have a people out of a people. I don't care what the mess look like when he come back. The perfection of God is going to be there. And that's the only part that's going to leave. For church without wrinkles. I don't know, but I hate wrinkles. My shirts to the laundry, get them laundry. And when home, I iron them. I don't know wrinkles. Same suit back tonight or something like that. I ain't going to wear this one back because I'm going to be sweat up. But if I wear the same suit back, guess what? I take it off. And just before I get ready to come back, I'm ironing that suit. I don't care how much they clean, because I hate wrinkles. I press it out with that iron. Get rid of that wrinkle. See, that's what Jesus is going to do to the church. That's why he wants us to occupy till he comes, because he is pressing out the wrinkles. He's pressing out with the heat of God and the fire of God. He's getting rid of all of the slack so the gold can come forth. Getting rid of all of the gossip. I don't know about y'all, but I want to be in that church when he comes, if I'm living. Because we have yet to see that manifestation of where the church is not gossiping and where the church is not fussing and fighting and where the church is not in contention. We haven't seen that manifestation yet. But God is working in spite of what you see. He's not working to our criteria. He's working to his way. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's not about us. It's only about us when we are in Christ. When we're walking and living and talking the word of God. You can't get there speaking in tongues. The Bible says it's going to cease. Get there prophesying. Jesus done already, God done already prophesied. the coming of his son, and the son going to come back to get the church. To prophesy new word, New Testament, new all of this. Ain't but one testament, and it's written in the blood of Jesus. Ain't but one church, and it's the body of Christ. It's not the body of Baptists or the body of Catholics. It's the body of Christ. Because that's what he's going to shine through and in. And he's going to take them up out of this world. The Greek word for tribulation is thebo. See, the church is going through tribulation. A member in the church is going through tribulation. Some done gave up. They said they're tired of fighting. I'm tired of looking at all this mess. I'm tired of looking at church folks do this and do that. The church, that's still mess. That's mess on your job. If you're careful, it's mess in your house. Everywhere you go, there's mess. And what I call it mess, it means tribulation everywhere you go. But what did Jesus tell us to do? He said, be of good cheer. Straight is the way. You can go through this thing. It might be like it's going to close up on your life and take your life. But Jesus said, straight is that way. That means that Jesus Christ is that way. And he said, if you walk in that way, I give you peace and I give you joy. If you walk in my light, I give you peace and I give you joy. If you walk in my light, I'll show you the way through the darkness. If you walk in my light, I'll make the crooked path straight. When you walk in my light, glory to God, all of the tribulation and the trial can't overtake you. Why? Because my glory is in thee. Hallelujah. Tribulation means to press. Talking about pressing out the wine out of the grapes. Press. That's what God is doing to us. He's pressing. Pressing up on us. Tabernacle that up on us. Pressing. Out. The impurity, so he can pour in the new wine. New wine will take you all away because it's always fresh. People say they're looking for a fresh word, but the wine is always fresh. Hallelujah. The only difference is that the bag or the skin has got to be right. It's got to be purified by the word of God. It's got to be cleansed daily by the word of God. That's why he said, know ye not that this temple is the temple of God. In other words, let God have his way. Let God clean out this temple. Let God move out that furniture you've been sitting in and carrying on. This seat of scornful, and you've been sitting in that seat and carrying on. God said, I got to throw this out because I can't operate in here with this mess. I got to clean you up so that you can look like my son, so that you can act like my son, so that you can be my son, so that you can proclaim my name. Don't you know you can't proclaim the name of God if you're always bickering and biting and contention and fussing and fighting? And I'm not talking about in the church, but I'm talking about outside the church. People look at the news and they get discouraged and they get distressed, glory to God. But you ought to listen to the good news. The good news said he is on his way, glory to God. The good news said I'll get you prepared when my come, glory to God. The good news is that I'm God and I shall not lie. What I've said, I've spoken, and it shall come to pass. Jesus said, I go away to prepare a place for you, but I'm going to come again, glory to God, and gather you unto myself. But the only thing different is you got to look like him. Hallelujah. It's that way. You know why some people are so sad and discouraged sometimes? Because of affliction. Make you bitter. You know that. Huh? If you don't abide in this word, affliction will cause you to curse God. That's what it tried to do to Job. Well, Job said, though you slay me, yet will I serve you. Affliction will make you bitter. It'll make you mad. Because it's going to press on you to purify you. As silver and gold. Can't stay in that out of court in retirement. To come up out of there. People still on the milk and they satisfied. That's why any wind or doctrine that come along can deceive them. But God said there ain't going to be no more of that in the church that he's coming back for. The doctrine come along. They grab hold to it. And they say this is the new word, the fresh word, and the new wine. Glory to God. But they have not sought God for the revelation thereof. They look unto man for the revelation, but the revelation ain't in man. It's in Christ Jesus. And only God can reveal his word to the man. And it's up to the man to respond to the word of God and to do exactly and according to it. That's what the scripture said. Let not the book of this law pass out of your mouth, that you meditate therein day and night to observe to do all according to that which is written therein. And when you do this, then you'll make your way prosper, and then you'll have good success. God want to pour in the new wine so that you can make it all the way. He don't give you a little bit, glory to God. He cleans out and then he pours it in, glory to God. It's already in preparation. The Bible says this vessel is hidden in this word of God is hidden in the earthen vessel. A lot of people find it. Instead of looking in the earthen vessel, they look soothsayer. Jim was teaching this morning. They look into the zodiac at the psychiatrist on the doctors. And on the great doctor, who is Jesus, doctor of doctors. One thing about Jesus, he don't have to cut on you. All he have to do is speak a revelation word to you. Be thou made whole. Doctor can't speak that. He got three or four trays of instruments, saws and knives. I call them daggers. Some of them knives, glory to God, you can't even buy them and have them in your kitchen. They so sharp. When your flesh see that knife coming, it just open up. Knife is so sharp. We supposed to open up to the word of God. Bible says his word is like a two-edged sword. It's sharper than that. That means it's sharper than any other thing in the world. There's nothing greater than the word of God. You need the word of God to get you out every time. You're going to need the word of God when you leave here. You're going to need the word of God to keep you in church. You're going to need the word of God to help you to study. You're going to need the word of God when you're praying. There's nothing in your life where you can exclude the word of God. You need him in all your ways. You don't, your way is going to crucify you. We died in Christ Jesus. Sin, but we're alive unto him. Close with this. Go over to Hebrews 11th chapter. Hebrews 11th chapter. 7. Excuse me. 11 and 37, it says, they were stoned, they sawn asunder, tempted, were slain with the sword, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts, in mountains, and in dens, and in caves of the earth. Let me tell you something. The world consider us scum of the earth. But in God's eyes, we are kings. Even in this world today, we are kings, those that abide in Christ. The world is surviving. But see, a king is not a survivor. A king is an endurer. See, the reason why a king endure, because he know he gonna make it in. But a survivor don't know which way to go. He don't know what to expect next. He don't know where his next meal coming from. He don't know where the protection that upon his life he need coming from. But an endurer know that in Christ he can do all things. Because Jesus is his strength. Chapter of Hebrews is all about faith. Tried faith. Faith has good works. It has become pure faith. If it's not pure faith, you ain't gonna get no good works. There are churches that said they live in them by faith. Fulfilled. Said, I have somewhat to say about you. You're rich. You got much. You got the Grand Marquis. You got the protocol. You got the nice pulpits. He said, but I have somewhat against thee. All of your riches, all of your gold, all of your silver, not going to get you in. Why? Because Jesus is greater than all the riches. He is the richest of all riches. If you want to be rich, see Jesus. If you want to be a conqueror or endure, talk to Jesus. If you want to make it in, talk to Jesus. You say, well, I need to talk to Jesus. If you want to make it in, why? Because he made it in. He died, but he got up out of that grave. Took that old nature that he was in. He told the disciples, don't touch me yet because I have not been glorified. I got to go back and complete this thing so that you'll be able to complete it. But got to be an endurer until the end. See, he endured until the end. And then he was exalted, taken up. That's what he's coming back for. He's coming back for a church that's going to be exalted and taken up, purified as silver and gold. And we try to believe God. You know what? We try to believe God for many things, Brother Tony. Most of the time we fail over and over again. But see, God wants you to get out of the outer court into the inner court, into the Holy of Holies, and begin to worship him. You can praise him in the inner court, but when you get into the holies, you can worship God. Because then are you pure. You can accept his precepts and concepts. See, worship is different from praise. Worship God means that you begin to let God come in and you begin to look like him. And when you go into worship, that means you forget about all of those things that are around you. The Bible said we are persecuted on all sides, yet we are not distressed. When you go into worship, when you get into the Holy of Holies and realize that it is God and God alone that can get you out and save you, when you let yourself go, when you forget about your household, when you forget about your job, when you forget about your family and you put God first, glory to God, when you begin to put God first, he'll take care of your family, he'll take care of the job, he'll take care of the circumstances, he'll take care of everything that you have need of in your life. Hallelujah. If you got faith, that's what it's going to take to please God. Faith, then you got works. That's why he said we are saved by faith and not by works, lest any man should boast. Boast in the blessings of God. Look what I got. You may not be going through the same affliction as the next person or the same trials or tribulation. You're looking at that person, they are going, they only went through a little bit, but yet they are tremendously blessed by God. Here you're going through something, you've been beat down, knocked up, knocked around, glory to God, looked over, forgotten about, glory to God, and you are turning to God saying, God, why are they blessed? I'm not blessed. Let me tell you one thing. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same God. He's got a blessing for you, glory to God. He just got to burn up some more chaff, glory to God, so that you can receive what he has for you. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. has faith. Demonstrated when he refused to be partaker of Pharaoh's house. Went to suffer the affliction with the brethren. Many Christians today don't want to suffer the afflictions with the brethren. Now, we can't clean up each other's affliction because they are designed for you to go through. But the Bible says, comfort ye one another. So Moses left Pharaoh's house. And you know what? When he decided to do that, all hell broke loose. Now, that ain't a curse word, y'all, because it's a place. Broke loose in his life. He spent the first 40 years growing up in the natural. Then he spent the second 40 years of his life in the desert, dying to himself. You got to die out to yourself and live unto God. As I said before, it's not about us. It's about us only when we are in God. He spent his third 40 years of his life suffering for his faith. So you think you ain't going to go through nothing? You forget it. If you ain't planning on going through nothing, then take that impression that is up on you called the sun. Take it off. Lay it down. But I heard Jesus said, take up your cross. Take up the sword and follow me. Hallelujah. Why? Because straight is the way. Narrow is the way. You know, when Moses, on that third 40 years, Moses, you know what? He suffered for everything involved in his life. Suffered for his family. Individual. He did all that suffering. What the afflictions did to him. When he went through all of these years, he ended up looking into the promised land. When God come back, he's going to find something that's going to be looking, but the church ain't going to be here. He's going to find something that's looking, but sister and brother so-and-so ain't going to be here. They're going to go into the church house, and the church house is going to be full, but it won't contain the body because the body ain't going to be here. Hallelujah. Why? Because God said, I'm going to have a people out of a people. He know the church that he want. Man trying to design the church for God. You can't design it for God. You got to humble yourself under his mighty hand. Hallelujah. For he is the potter. We are just the clay. We are members. God has got to burn us up with his fire. Defy his word. He got to change our attitudes and our minds. He got to get in the heat of the battle between the two, the old and the new. He got to come in and separate. He got to come in and teach us. It's very important that you study to show yourself approved. In on man. Depend on foundations, they fall apart. It would deceive you. But when God come back for the church, he ain't going to find none of them. A faith that pleased God. Had less problems, less trouble, but yet they are blessed. Ain't that something? God is a gracious God. He's a merciful God. He didn't leave nobody out. For everybody. Say, I should have a people out of people. He had to say that now because he came for everybody, but everybody don't want to go. And guess what? Everybody's not going. But he's going to come back for those that's been upholding his name. Though he said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. That means you've done been through some tribulations, some trials. It might be 70 years. It might be more than Moses, glory to God. It might be more than 40 years at a time. It might be 70 years or 90 years, or you might be 102, glory to God. People are living long in this earth. Why? Because of the mercy and the grace of God, because of the Spirit of God who is yet trying to clean up the mess so that the church can come forth and manifest itself in his glory so that he can come back and take it home. Everybody stand. He's looking for a glory church. An old tongue talking church. A glorified church. When the church is glorified, tongues are going to cease. Probably long before that. The glory of God got to take authority. And tongues can't come in there anywhere. Ain't gonna be no more prophecy. He's already here. Glory to God. I'm gonna ask everybody to come to the altar. Praise God. Looking for a church that's not gonna be wrinkled, but he's gonna press out like grapes. All of the impurities, all of the unrighteousness, all of the prejudice, he's going to press it out so that he can have his way. Brother Tim, Sister Metcalf, we're going to touch and agree that God will do the work in our lives and that we will let him do this work. Do the work unless you let him. You got to receive him in order for God to do something in your life. Touch and agree, God. Let your word go forth, God, that whichever you purpose in our life. God, so shall we speak it, so shall we say it, God, and it shall deliver. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Come on, purpose in your mind what you want God to do for you. They're going to minister unto you, lay hands upon you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God.